There's nothing more liberating and freeing to a woman than chauvinism. A woman has no responsibilities because I don't expect her to get anything right. All women are whores. They trade sex for money, they trade sex for cars. How is prostitution illegal, but alimony isn't? They're basically the same thing. You're paying for the whore to leave. A penny saved is a woman fired. Women make horrible employees. Women should not be allowed to vote. It's ridiculous. A woman president would be a disaster. Women know, in their hearts, that women cannot make decisions. A woman would never vote for Hillary Clinton. She embarrassed herself by not pleasing her man, essentially. And women know it. Well, women are only good for having kids. Unfortunately, they're not very good at raising them. Hitler was raised by a single mother. Men have created everything you see in the world. Men invented electricity. Men invented cures for diseases.
Every brick you see is there because a man put it there.
The only thing women really do with their time is spend men's money. Men, this is what you look like to a woman. This is all they're after. Women can't do math. They can't be organized. They can't lead a company. They can't take risks. They can't drive for crap. You can't blame women for what they do wrong in the same way that you can't blame a dog for what it does wrong. It's your fault for not training it properly. The booing sounds distinctly high-pitched.
You think?
Yeah. There's a lot of men that agree with me, I think, that I didn't hear from.
And by the way, he's not an actor. I know that this is so outrageous that you would think, okay, he's a plant here to typify the really ridiculous. But your whole life is centered around, you even have a website, menarebetterthanwomen.com.
I have a website, menarebetterthanwomen.com. I educate thousands of new men daily to the art of chauvinism.
Do you agree that you're judgmental?
Sure, I think everyone is.
Yeah, and we asked you several questions. You said if you see a woman driving an expensive car,
no.
She's owned by somebody.
Paid for it. Absolutely.
And what do you mean when you say lesbians are faking it?
Yeah, all women are lesbians. They do it to get attention. The act of sex cannot exist without a man.
What did you say? Yes, ma'am, stand up right here. Okay, who's this directed to?
The gentleman in the glasses that hates women. I want to know if he ever had a date.
Hold on.
If he's ever been with anybody.
I don't hate women. Now, I'm sure you have multiple blouses and multiple pairs of pants at home, but you chose these because they were your favorite. They were better than the others. That doesn't mean you hate the ones you didn't wear. I don't hate women. Men.
What does that have to do with having a date?
Men are better than women. Yes.
That's not my answer. My question. And take those stupid glasses off.
I'm sure
show
Dr. Phil can back me up on it.
Show us how you look.
Women line up to date guys like me, and you've had them all on your show.
I don't see any women lined up at all. I don't see any women lined up to you, and I would definitely be at the end of that line.
Well, if you hit the treadmill a little more, you'd be at the front. What was that?
I didn't hear you because I'm sure it was something stupid, and I'm glad I didn't hear you. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't either. Yes.
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
We're doing the show now.
We're doing the show. Your money could not distract me from the show. Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Sunday, March 10th, 2024. I'm Luigi with the American Branch of the Pool News Network, and we're not cussing today. We're not doing it. No cussing allowed. If one slips out, Lou will reel it back in. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. What are we talking about today? The feds are coming for extremist gamers. Northwest Front. Killer Shibun murders girl. Legal weed isn't safe, and F to a real one. Also, when I read cuss words, it doesn't count. When I read cuss words, it doesn't count. That always Fs me up. I'm not doing it. Those don't count. Those aren't me. You ain't getting me this time. What a great show we have today. First, before we get in the show, thank you for the tips. Thank you for the Muni. Thank you, Dio, for the $5. Thank you, Rico, for the buck. Thank you, Kill Satan, for the $50 on my Great America Trip video. Thank you for the $50 for that, buddy. Thanks. That really helps. Thanks. I appreciate it. Thank you, Boogoo. Thank you, Scream. Thank you, Chevy Texan. Thank you, everybody, for the support last month. Think you F-bot you king. F-bot you king.
Bashy. Guy who... I'm missing people. Ninja.
Boogoo.
I'll say Boogoo like 5 times. Boogoo. No more. Creative bot. Thanks, everybody. Thank you all the members. Taxpain Aminal. Thank you very much. Thank yous are out of the way. On to feds are coming for extremist gamers. Gaming companies are coordinating with the FBI and Department of Homeland Security to root out so-called domestic violent extremist content, according to a new government report. Fasci wanted me to read this, and I saw like 3 threads about this today, but this isn't really new, and it's the feds can already do this. The feds can already go to Discord and be like, hey, Discord, we think there might be some terrorists on your platform. Can you hand over these thingies for us, please? And then Discord's like, yeah, I guess we can, blah, 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 blah. But when they have verbal agreements like this, it's just a more open contract. So the FBI basically has an open line to multiple people in the organization, and they can just get it whenever they want now. So it is more open, but it isn't like they couldn't do this before. They could. So it's... It's a broadening of their power and an ease of use to their power, but it's not a new power, you see. It's like multiple gaming companies, probably Blizzard Entertainment. They want to get the Blizzard. A lot of, for those that don't know, there was like a meme about terrorists using WoW to communicate. Like terrorists using World of Warcraft as a secret messaging service. So maybe it's good that the feds actually start fucking investigating this shit, you lazy fucking pedophiles. Investigate this crap, you fucking worthless pieces of shit. Do your job. Save America. Make America great and safe again. Rico says, we pay feds to play games under the guise of monitoring them. Yeah. Yeah, another couple million to the feds, a couple billion to Homeland Security. Yep, it'll all iron out. It'll all iron out. Hire a few more diversity people. It'll all come together. First thread of the day. Northwest Front. Redditor finds Northwest Front letter in her neighborhood. Is this actually happening for real now? For real, no cap? Welcome to North Idaho. You are now part of a population that will make future history. The white race in North America is in danger of literal physical extinction. Debase, holy fucking base, letter is already off to a great start. If demographic trends continue, white people will be a minority in America by 2050, and will have vanished completely by 2100. The real point of no return has already passed. Dude, what a base letter. Holy shit, raising awareness. Holy crap, incredible. Racial dangers require radical solutions. We urgently need state power, legal armed force, obeyed, dude, all legal. All of these things, a militia and being armed are both parts of the Constitution. Our government shouldn't be fighting against such things. The government's supposed to be scared of the population. That's what the Second Amendment is for. It's not for protecting yourself. It's so the government is scared of the fucking civilian. That's what it's for. Not that I want violence or encourage violence. I do not. I peace and love only. But that's what the Second Amendment is for. This is like nationalistic letter. Awesome. Blessed people trying to group together and coordinate. I mean, that's what the Jews... This is what the Jews are scared of. And it's sad that the person posting this on Reddit is probably a white. A self-deprecating, self-hating, self-loathing white. That's posting this to get points, fake internet updupe points. Look at me. Look how progressive and awesome I am. I'm a white and I'm exposing other whites that are bad people. Look at these bad people. Do I get points? Do I get diversity points? So fucking tiresome. It's fucking societal value. It's awful. Dio says, I want a constitutional convention. Rebuild the United States of America in any region that doesn't like it can fuck off, and maybe we'll conquer them later. Debased, yes, I agree. 100%. This Bribong says, midwit screed could well be the true work of rightoids. This is not midwit, this is awesome. This whole letter's based, and just someone trying to do something. It's fine, it's all fine by me. Whatever.
This leaf says glowy. Go fuck yourself, leaf. Yeah, anybody doing anything is glowing. Go fuck yourself. There's nothing violent in the letter. It was just asking for organization, and simply organizing is not glowing. Go fuck yourself. So tiresome and annoying. And if you think it's glowing, if you think it's glowing, go buy a fucking microphone, go stand on the street corner, and go stand on a soapbox and preach, you fucking pussy. You beautiful pussycat that should prance around and frolic in the meadows because we're not cussing today. And reeled it in. I'm incredible. Next thread. Killer Shibun murders girl. I went on Twitter. It was a mistake. Twitter's worse than poll now. Nothing but wickedness and evil posted. A wild killer Shibun murders this girl. Here's a video. But richest man alive wants $16 to download it. If we, dude, just use the Twitter video downloader. Google it, you idiot. Google it. There's free alternatives. You don't need a Twitter checkmark, bro. If we get nuked, we deserve it. Maybe. Christianity's gone. Genocide and murder is the new norm. I can't stand this world anymore. Someone links him to the video downloader. Good, base. Yeah, it's very simple to download Twitter videos. Yes. Speaking of which, I probably should have downloaded this video before the show. Oh well. We do it live. I'm sure Catbox won't shit the bed live on air like it always does. It's okay. Catbox is loading at the speed of shit. I mean, the speed of shiitake mushrooms, which are very dense and fluffy and thus slow. Ha ha ha, reel it in. I'm doing so good today. The Shibun, for those listening, the Shibun is beating the poop out of the white girl. The white girl is on her back, facing up, not protecting her head, not fighting intelligently whatsoever. Then there's a couple Shibuns fighting in the background. The Shibun has now gained complete dominance over the other whammons, and her badonkadonk is up in the air. Let's see what happens. She's lifted Whitey's head and slammed it into the concrete. Slammed it. Oh shit, bro. She's just slamming the girl's head into the concrete. I could hear it snack into the fucking. That's what happened to Lou when he was a child, guys. Guys, remember when I told you the secret story of Lou's superpowers? I put the banana peel on the sidewalk and I slipped and I hit my head on the sidewalk, just like this girl. But she died. See? You could die from, instead of, it's like, it's very dangerous to get superpowers. You could die. Oh look, she's twitching. That was Lou. I was the girl that's twitching on the ground. That's me. Crazy. Wow. Shibun. Shibun violence. American says, lift some weights, buy a gun, be ready to use it, carry yourself like a man, and you almost never have problems. I agree, but yeah, you're right. Women should. Every man, woman, and child should have a weapon, a gun. It's your God-given right in America to have a fucking gun. That's your American right. And concealed carry and open carry should also be an ingrained right. There's no reason the government should. You should be able to bring that everywhere you go. That's your defense. What right does the government have to say you can't have that somewhere? That's bullshit. That's fucking bullshit. Even a private institution, a government, shouldn't be able to prevent you from entering their premises just because you have a gun. That's like infringing on your very rights as a person. It's like taking away your anonymity just right there on the spot. It's stupid. This America says, bro, monkeys can kill you with their bare hands just like that? I had no idea. Definitely getting a gun today. Yeah, Shibuns, man. Wild Shibuns. Very strong. Retard-like strength. Yes. Nigger genes. Very strong. Powerful ape-like hands. Deadeye says, so you're saying you got a super hard head, Lou? No, I got... I have a very soft head. It conformed to the cement, you see. Give me powers. You have to taste the cement in your mouth. That's how you know the superpowers are working. Samerica says, Jeff Bezos is selling the video download. No. Elon Musk, idiot. Samerica says, girl has seizure on the ground there after the nigra slams her head on the pavement multiple times. It's a pretty gross video. At this point, I don't know how you'd argue against Scott Adams. Dude, we convinced Scott Adams, you fuck. You literal fuck. No, we, us, are 4chan, okay? The personal army, okay? We, us. They convinced fucking Scott Adams. No, not Scott Adams, us, 4chan. We. Fucking. Stop taking credit away from us and giving it to some e-celeb, you fuck. 4chan is all powerful. Peck is all powerful. Not some fucking, not Scott fucking Adams. Not fucking Dilbert, man. Do not give Dilbert man power, you absolute fuck. I'm not even reading the rest of your comment after that. You lost privileges. After that comment. Now Dilbert Man's being posted. God damn it. That's devolving into Dilbert Man. God, I love... Lose Energy is coming back. The Robitussin's fueling me. Mom, my throat's only slightly clogged. I feel the energy returning to the show. Isn't it great? Oh, God, I have all the coolers and stuff on. Oh, well, whatever. They've been on this whole time. They're going to just stay on the rest of the show. Well, you can't even hear them, can you? Oh well, it's hot. Next, Fed. Legal weed isn't safe. Why am I paying the state of Florida to buy weed with paint chips in it? Picture is, I assume weed with paint chips in it. It looks like a piece of wax shatter. It's not shatter. Shatter is kind of like you can see through it. This is more like waxy, some sort of, it's probably like a crumble. Looks like crumble, a type of crumble, which is the type of condensed THC. It's like concentrate. It's part of a concentrate. There's different types of concentrates. It's hard to explain, but this is crumble. These little flakes in it, that is strange. Usually crumble just, it's supposed to be uniformly white and see-through. If there's stuff like this in it, that's contamination. It's not right. Shouldn't be like that. If you live in a state where it's legal, You can notify your state and they will fucking crack down and fix that. That's one of the benefits of having it legal in your area. So if they're fucking up the quality control like this, the great part about it being legal in states is your bottle will have indicators of where it was harvested from, who packaged it, blah 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 blah. Because it's all fucking regulated now. So if you are indeed buying legal weed in your state, fucking report it. Call the department, you fuck. Stop being lazy. Stop posting on 4chan, you dick. There's literal channels you go through to report this shit. That's literally what the tax dollars are for. When they regulate it and tax it like this, that's literally what it's for, so this doesn't happen. You fuck, so report it and they'll fix it. It's kind of the whole goddamn point. Also, you could probably bring it, dude, you could probably bring it back to the dispensary where you got it, and they might even give it you different, and they'll report it. I've had them do that sometimes at different dispensaries in California and other multiple states. People usually, get this, guys, people are human beings, and if you're nice to them, usually they want to help you out. Now, lately, when I've been going to my dispensary, that's been the fucking niggers. And they never want to help Lou out because they're fucking niggers. And they see white man and they immediately stop helping me. Immediately stop putting effort in just because I'm white. I know it's because I'm white. Because there was a nigger in front of me and, oh, she's all smiley and helping and, oh, giving them all the deals. And, oh, I'm a nigger and you're a nigger. And, oh, blah, blah. And then I get up there and it's like, oh, hey, hello, how can I help you? Like, what? You were just smiling with that nigger. Where's my smile, bitch? Fucking niggers. Ugh, so tiresome. I want my white, good white help. That's what I want. No fucking disgusting, stupid niggers. This American says, I bought some THCA weed online. It looks crazy, but gets me half as high as I expected. Not sure if this is bad batch. I'm not understanding what THCA weed is. It's like a form of CBD type shit, bro. It's like all those generic offshoots of THC. Some weird, like, alter clones. Some of them could be pretty strong, but I don't know. It's not really the same. It's like Delta 9, Delta 10. It's all types of... They can get you high. They're just not... They're not all exactly the same. That doesn't mean they're bad or worse. They're just different. That's fecal matter, my man. No. Who knows what it is, but... I don't think it's fecal matter. Dio says, imagine buying something from a fucking nigger. Oh my god, you've never been to the South, have you? You've never been to the fucking South. Holy fuck, niggers everywhere. Niggers as far as the eye could see, holy shit. Grow your own, you lazy fag. Not legal everywhere in America. It's state by state basis, buddy. So America says, that's not weed, dumbass. Weed is green, has plant matter. Yeah, this is a concentrate. I don't like concentrates that much myself, but they're okay sometimes. Sometimes you get them cheap. Sometimes they get them really cheap too. So, I mean, if you can get concentrate for a sale or something, it's really good sometimes. Whatever. Next thread. Finale of the day. F for a real one. Hamza Hashim Amir, a Palestinian resistance fighter whose distinctive clothing style gained widespread attention during operations against invading Israeli soldiers, has been martyred. He single-handedly destroyed several Israeli tanks along with crew. If you've watched any amount of Gaza videos, of the anti-tank propaganda videos from Hamas, which I've watched plenty of, you've definitely seen this guy. So apparently he got blown the fuck up by, or shot or killed, whatever the fuck. IDF got him. So press F, unless you're a kike, press S, I guess. This Indian says, may he join his pedo comrades in hell. Fight, dude, they don't even live through, motherfucker, imagine having like the lifespan of a, like your average lifespan of a Palestinian, what is it, like 20? Like you live to be 20 years old, then you get blown the fuck up by Israel or something? Fuck, God forbid they have sex once in their life before they get blown up by Israel. God forbid. Those pedophiles. It'd literally be like a 17-year-old fucking a 17-year-old, and some Jew would be like, it's pedophilia. It's pedophilia. Bomb them. Blow them all up in the pedophilia now. We saved them. We saved Palestine. Jews are the greatest. Blow the hospital up next. Make sure that everybody's safe by blowing up the hospital. Wow, Jews are so kind and wholesome and great. Fucking. You people know better, this American says. You're just being contrarian. What's sad is leftists actually believe this. Damn right we're being contrarian. That's what we are. That's what all we are. That's what 4chan is contrarian. We're anti-culture. Go fuck yourselves. That's what we do best. I love that we're getting back to this. Good riddance. One less mud slime. whoever loses, we win, I guess. It's sand niggers dying. Israelis dying. It's a win-win, really. This American says, I wish he'd taken out more Israeli soldiers before he died. The Zionist cartel must fall at all costs, at home and abroad. We deserve a future free of Zioterrorism. Dude, that's a sick-ass word, Zioterrorism. That's awesome, Zioterrorism. Also, dude, the Jews hate when you say Zionists. They get really anal about that now, like Zionists. Oh, just say Jew, you anti-Semite, because it's all, it's because you're using language like they do. And oh, if you say Zionism, you know, you don't mean all Jews, whatever, they get all anal. The Jews just get all anal about the noticing, really. All the normies are noticing and the Jews are losing their shit, and it's great to watch. It's great. It's like day by day basis now, it's insane. Gives me hope. This America says, it's nice to see Semites killing each other. Fuck. It is, though, isn't it? Sleep well, Prince of Palestine, says this Polish Anon. This Brazilian says, meanwhile, whites won't do shit because they're afraid of criminal records and bad credit scores or something. LOL. This German says, F, may he forever shoot Jews in heaven. Yeah, with his 30 bride waifus or something. Something like that. Does he get like 30 bride virgins or some shit? This Brazilian says, about as real as the ghost of Kiev. Well, I mean, they had actual videos of him. I mean, if you've watched any of the videos, you've seen him in them. So I don't know why you think it's fake. You can actually, I know who he is. If you've seen any videos, you should know who he is. If you don't, I'm sorry. You're an idiot. Surf 4chan, lurk more. New Pole glow niggers. We don't love sand niggers. We just hate kikes more. Also New Pole glow nigger when sand nigger dies. Let's salute this absolute hero. He's definitely a friend of us whites and does it. Well, do whatever, man. Why not both, bro? Why can't we salute the sand nigger slime ball and think he's a sand nigger and be laughing about it? It's called irony, dick. It's called fucking irony. It seems to escape you. S, just another dirty sand nigger. Dude, a kike gets 7777 git. Fuck, dude. Fuck Jews and their innate fucking bullshit luck. Dumb Jewish bullcrap. You're not God's chosen people. Go fuck yourself. Lots of S's. You know who all the kikes are because they all put S's instead of F's. Very simple. Like Kiev in Kiev. Very simple. Whatever. That's the show. That's it. Press F for the sand nigger. The silly sand nigger. Hilarious. Whatever. TKD scaring Jews very badly. Very badly. Martyrs also scaring Jews. Thanks, Boogoo. Thanks, No More. Thanks, Fasci. Thanks, Dio. Thanks, Rico. Thanks, everybody, for the support. Thanks, Kill Satan, for the $50. Thanks, everybody. I really appreciate all the help. If I forgot your name, just yell at me, and I'll say it 10 times.
F-bot times 10.
S for spit, Lou, because it's just sand nigger. You don't like the sand nigger. Why can't I spit and salute? Can I salute and spit at the same time? Can I hit F and S? Look, I'm saluting and I'm spitting. Psh. It's both. Why not both? Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. Love you guys. Bye bye.
What if I told you that the world is ending and it's all because of a red cow?
What?
Sounds crazy, but stay with me. Because as unusual as this sounds, this isn't sensationalism.
The Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans all understood that this evil tribe wanted to destroy them, destroy all the rest of humanity, and destroy the earth. And this evil tribe well understood that the Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans were vastly superior civilizations to their own. And they believed that these civilizations were so mighty and great because of the gods that they worshipped. The evil tribe set about to swap gods with these great civilizations of Egypt, Greece, and Rome. The Greeks had essentially evolved the gods of the Egyptians, and the Romans pretty much copied directly most of the gods of the Greeks. They had a few of their own. And so they taught the Egyptians, Greeks, and Romans to disbelieve in their own gods. And they substituted in the place of those gods which had kept these people alive and had empowered their empires to conquer most of the known world, swapped and taught these peoples instead to worship the gods which had made the evil people inferior, so that this evil tribe could then become superior and gain dominance in the world. And at the same time, they could do it by driving down those civilizations which were superior to their own and instilling in those civilizations false beliefs, self-destructive beliefs, beliefs that they were inherently evil and that their salvation would only come about through their destruction. So they taught these people this Christianity, which evolved out of their own belief systems, and they put a time bomb into the European and North African peoples, which they plan to explode right at the present day. And that time bomb was effectively simply subverting the history, the beliefs, and the religions of these people to conform to the ancient plans of the evil tribe. And so now they have convinced the descendants of all these great civilizations that their ancestors were garbage, that they were evil, that they're dwelling in hell, that they had no salvation, they had no real knowledge, that they were fools who were deceived and worshipped so-called pagan gods, those pagan gods which had built up their empires. And these empires began to crumble as soon as they adopted this subverted religious belief system, which was cleverly placed in their midst by this evil tribe.